everything for Lewis as far as the paroles, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, good morning. Good morning, sir. Before we get started, yes, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Timothy
Milton Kruger. Okay, Mr. Kruger, we'll be ready to get started, and the Honorable Mr. Cavanis will serve as the lead panelist, so just hold on. The next one that you hear will be the Honorable Mr. Cavanis, sir.
Mr. Kruger, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir, I can.
Just give me 1 second. I'm also the recorder today. I need to fill out just a little bit of paperwork, and then we'll get started.
Okay.
He was arrested June 26, 2018 by Keenan PD
on new misdemeanor charges of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, fighting, and threatening and intimidating. He was back in DOC custody on July 12, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 20, 2019, which reflects 223 abscond days. Current conviction, 2008, providing prison contraband, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2000, theft, 3.5 years. 2004, theft, 11 years, 3 months. 2004, burglary, 3rd degree, 10 years. 2004, theft of means of transportation, 2 counts. Count 1, 11 years, 3 months. Count 2, 2.5 years. 2004, trafficking in stolen property, 3.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, MLS score 3, substance abuse score 3. Getting information notes, he's a member of the Skinheads. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1998. Possession of marijuana for sale, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1998, theft of vehicle, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G5B6. And he has status of charges for senior parole officer Haggard, dated August 17, 2018. That says contact the Kingman Municipal Court, and he said that the offender was sentenced on July 11, 2018, with 36 months of probation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Kruger. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that upon your release, you did not have viable placement. So, based on the allegation, it looks like that you were never quite... Hold on one second. Ask you, did you ever report to a parole officer when you were released from prison?
I was taken to Greyhound and went home to Kingman, which is where my family was, which is where I was originally released to my family's residence. I contacted my parole officer at the time and explained to him that I was home, I was trying to check in. He was told I was not on his caseload. I made the mistake when I was released that I thought I was supposed to be reporting back to Kingman to enroll in drug and alcohol, mental health counseling. I had a job, everything else. I made that mistake. When they dropped me off, I went home. He told me to contact down here, which is Jerry Miller. I contacted him. I also contacted his supervisor, Mr. Rodriguez. I tried to make it right whatever way I could, but I was unable to get something worked out there. And it didn't go any further. I went ahead and continued my probation, did my probation. I was working, doing drug and alcohol, my mental health counseling, just like I told you guys. But I mean, I did try to make it right.
Thank you, sir. We have programming notes that you were originally released from prison on January 9th, 2017. You were assigned to the Kingman Parole Office on April 12, 2017, a compliance check was done at your house, at your residence, inside your room. Community corrections officers, staff located 2 glass pipes and a marijuana pipe. You were cited by Kingman PD, taken to Kingman Jail. On April 15, 2017, you returned to DOC custody on tech violations. In June of 2017, you appeared before this board. They were found in violation, but continued on community supervision with special conditions. On June 13, 2017, you're released from Lewis RAST unit on our release. On June 13, 2017, you're referred to TASC and entered the substance abuse treatment program at Deep Within Recovery. In November 4th, 2017, you left Deep Within and failed to successfully complete the substance abuse program mandated by this board. On September 12, 2017, you were arrested on an ADC warrant and taken back to custody. On October 31st, 2017, You appeared before this board again on the community supervision revocation hearing. You're found in violation, reinstated. Previous terms and conditions. However, we impose the following special conditions of supervision: that you shall attempt to complete the substance abuse and mental health treatment program, that you shall participate in mental health programming and take all medications as prescribed, and for the parole officer to start revocation upon first positive, diluted, unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA. You never report as directed. So, it would seem that you've had more than one opportunity for community supervision. And I'll just ask you directly, why do you think this board should give you another chance?
Honestly, I'm here today just to explain that I made a mistake. You guys have given me numerous chances to make this right. I've had drug issues in my life and multiple other issues. I would love to go home. I don't expect you gentlemen to let me go home. But I did want to let you guys know that I did complete my drug classes as I explained to you guys I would. I did get full-time employment. I'm drug-free. I've been working. I've been doing my adult probation. No dirty UAs. I've been an actual asset to the community, and I wanted to thank you guys, if anything, for helping me get my life together. I would love to go home, but I don't expect it. I've made mistakes, and you guys have given me so many chances, and I've wasted them, you know? And even though I made this mistake with the parole by not reading my conditions, I still was doing my probation out there this whole time. I was still working. I was taking care of my family. For once, I was somebody that everybody could be proud of. You know, I actually got my mental health counseling. I completed the classes that I told you guys that I was going to when I was here before. I completed those in Kingman. My counselors have sent letters to you guys showing that I have been doing good. I mean, I've tried. I've messed up. And I mean, no matter what happens, I just want to, above all or anything, I just want to tell you all thank you for helping me get my life together. To be sober for once and be on my meds and be somebody that my family and community can be proud of.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kruger. Do note that we do have a letter from Mojave Mental Health Clinic that was favorable, and we certainly commend you for anything positive that you've done. I think you've somewhat described it, but you were missing from community supervision for 223 days, so why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Honestly, he wanted me to self-surrender, and I had self-surrendered before, and I just didn't want to go to jail. I wanted to show you guys that I could do right, and I didn't. Just because I was messing up there, I did go do my probation. I was in contact with my PO. I checked in every month. I did my UAs. I was doing my classes, working full-time. I didn't want to waste the chance. You guys gave me a chance, and it meant so much to me, and I didn't want to go to jail. I wanted to show you I could do right. You know, I wanted to come back here and show you that I could be positive and be an asset to the community, not wasted at all, out running amok and committing crimes and getting high and doing all these bad things. I was finally getting my life together for once. To be sober is such a great thing, and I have that to thank. I have you guys to thank for that.
Okay, so what were you doing that caused the Kingman Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
My wife and I were arguing with our daughter. Our daughter's boyfriend was abusive to her. He was threatening to her a lot of different bad things that my wife and I, we weren't favorable for, and we were arguing in the driveway. Things got heated. I left the residence at that time before anything bad happened. We were just yelling. It was a simple argument. I left the scene because I didn't want anything bad to happen. I was trying to get in contact with my counselor basically at that time to calm down, which I did. When I left, I went to my counselor. She talked to me, got me back in where my mind was right. Taking the positive steps to diffuse the situation is basically what I was doing. It was just a simple argument, and I left the scene to get my mind right. I went and made sure that my probation officer was okay. I told my probation officer what happened. They were cool about it. They told me, as long as I made sure I kept up with my probation, bringing my paperwork in every month, I was okay. So they weren't going to hold anything that happened against me there.
Okay, sir, and again, I do commend you for anything positive you did while you were out. And I'm going to ask my fellow board members, they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Kruger, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
Only that I am very successful on the adult probation I'm on. I've been on probation now for almost a year, since 2017. No dirty ways, no violations whatsoever on my probation. And I would hope that would speak to my positive direction in life. No drugs, no alcohol, not anything like that. And just hope that although I may have some difficulties with parole, I am doing excellent with that, and hope that would speak volumes as well through the courts that I am doing something right with my life.
Thank you, Mr. Kruger. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because you can hear the discussion. But is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I meant what I said. I do appreciate that Mr. Kruger sounds very committed to returning to a productive life, and that he took his sobriety and mental health treatment very seriously. It is very unfortunate, but I cannot look past 223 days to get started from community supervision. It's just a fundamental violation of the spirit of monitoring an individual's transition back to the community. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I agree. But I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in ward number 2017W3926, our discussion with Mr. Kruger, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move for no community supervision as Mr. Kruger was delinquent, but in terms of conditions of supervision and have labs, was about to lapse or come to leisure company. It was much sleep scarred for 223 days, and we could not monitor his activity back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Mr. Kruger, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about September 19, 2019. I recognize that is a bit more than a year in the future, so we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a plan for your return to the community. It looks like that you've shown that you can have a plan for your return to the community. The difference is that when you are released in September 2019, you'll be free and clear, you will not have a community corrections officer, and you will be free to pursue your own interests. And we certainly hope that those interests are productive and safe. So, this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And thank you for appearing before the board today, sir.
I have one question. Is this a violation of my probation? Do you know how that works?
I can't answer that question, as your probation is a part of the court system, and we work for the executive branch. So I'm not quite sure what will happen regarding your probation. I know that you were, according to the summary given to us by a community corrections officer, you were sentenced to 3 years probation for your last violation. But I would look into that through your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.